honor of Chacham Kohen being our Chazan, and also Parashat Chayesara, which just passed, and someone asked me over Shabbat, is it mutar for the Kohanim, Rishud Harav Kohen, also Rishud Harav Kohen, is it mutar for Kohanim to go to Ma'arah Machpelah, you know, on Shabbat Chayesara, does the Tumah suddenly disappear, or is it mutar, or is it Asur? And usually we assume that when a person is buried, not only is there Tumat Maga and touching the ground, but there's also Tumat Ohel, which comes up out of the ground magically, and anything in between it and Shamayim is Tamein, same thing downwards also. We assume that the core of the earth is Mafsik, but and otherwise China would be a problem for us. But Baruch Hashem, it's Mafsik. But can Kohanim go to the Ma'arah Machpelah? There's a building there. We assume that the Avot, even though they lived Kodem Matan Torah, they're tzaddikim, their bones didn't disintegrate, and they have tuma. Even though they're tzaddikim, we assume there's tuma. That's one shayla. Shayla number two is, can you go to Ma'arah Machpelah? L'chaora, it's asur. It's a building, there's an oil on top, all the tuma comes in, and going into the building is a problem if you're a Kohen. However, and therefore Chacham Avadia and many others are oser, the hechlet, it's asur for Kohanim to go to Ma'arah Machpelah. However, Rav Baruch Hayahu quotes the Midrash, it's Me'ar HaMachpelah, it's Huchpal, it's a double Me'arah. So the first Me'arah, the first cave is where the Avod are buried, and then the second one is Mafsik, it's a Chatzitza, it's Chotzetz, Ifnei Tuma, and therefore Rav Mordechai Eliyahu seems to hold that it is Mutar for Kohanim to go into Ma'arah Machpelah. Rav Dov Lior says, sorry, Rav Mutzafi says, very nice, it's Huchpal, the Avod aren't the problem. But for centuries, people brought their relatives' bones and stuck them in the second Me'arah. So now you have another problem. Of all those people's bones, which might not have disintegrated yet, and they're still in the jug, so it's still rekev asar, whatever, rekev atzamot, it's still mitameh ba'ohel, and you have a problem again. The second level will also be a problem. So Rav Dov Lior, who was the Rav of Chevron for many years, writes in Divar Chevron, a number of other places, that you're right. But we did the research, and it seems, he says, that the fee many opinions, that the way the kever of Yitzchak Avinu, the me'arah of Yitzchak Avinu, was built, it's mafsik, because it's built in such a way that there's enough space to contain all of the tumah, the way it is built. Now, what should you do, says Rav Lior? Really, you can walk up the steps and maspik. But if you have a tzorech gadol, Rav Lior says, you could go inside and enter the Me'arah Machpelah as well. Usually there's no Birkat Kohanim, there are no Kohanim, Ein Kan Kohen, Yamod, Yisrael B'Makom Kohen. Sometimes you have Kohanim, so they rely on this opinion. Now, what should people do? You ask your rabbi. It's a very strong reason to say you should never go in there, because who knows what changes, what happens. But you should also be familiar with the fact that if you see somebody as a Kohen who's in there, you shouldn't scream at him today, scream at him tomorrow, because then he has al mal lismoch. Afterwards, you should teach him the halacha that he shouldn't go inside. Baruch Adonai l'olam, amen v'amen. General disclaimer, though, everything I just said is with very minimal research, so there's definitely more to elaborate on and more details to clarify in the shitot, but that's just the general basic overview.